with thou shalt a young man cleanse his ways by taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the Safe Church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Ask God to touch your life so that the preaching of the word will be a blessing to you. Begin to pray. For this short session we have, pray. Close your eyes and pray. Don't look at anyone. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Mako Sakata Brande Sekebe Rabandobo Sike Brandaba Bale Kesekete. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We commit this session into your care. We ask the Lord you give us wisdom and understanding. We pray that, Lord, you make us ready before 20. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Clap for Jesus. Hurry up. Clap for Jesus. Oh, I can't feel the clapping at all. Nice. Take your seat. Take your seat. So, we are going to have a short session. Then from there, we'll go back to the dormitories to go and sleep. How many of you want to sleep? Yeah, we'll go and sleep and wake up refreshed. And then we come back and then we go deep into the night. Do you understand? Yeah. So we are going to have a short session. And I want you to be, is it working well? Are you sure? All right. I want you to be very, very attentive. Okay. And our theme is what? Ready at 20. Everybody say ready at 20. Say ready at 20. Give us the first scripture, Numbers chapter 1. The scripture we read in Numbers chapter 1. We are going back to that scripture. Numbers chapter 1, verse 20. Sit up, sit up, sit up, sit up, sit up. Sit up. Numbers 1, verse 20. And the children of Reuben, Israel's eldest son. How many of you are firstborns? Firstborns. You are a firstborn. You are a firstborn. Israel's firstborn or eldest son is Reuben. By their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, by their polls, every male from 20 years old and upward. Every male from 20 years old and upwards. How many of you are ready? You are in a hurry to be 20 years. Let me see. You want to be 20 years. If you are 20 years, your parents will not beat you again, or... Is that the reason you want to be 20? Why do you want to be 20 years? You are Christabel. Isabel. Isabel, why do you want to be 20 years? Why are you in a hurry to be 20 years? Eh? Okay, so say it into my ears and I'll see. You want to do the work of God. Clap for her. She wants to do the work of God. Hey, the Episcopal sisters are now coming. When it comes to his mind, please, you see them here. Sisters, don't go far from you. I want you to come and sit in front, because the camp is actually for you. One person should come here. What's your name? Marilyn. Come and sit here. The AC. You don't like AC. You don't want to go to America. All right. Amen. So I've started sharing with you that when you get to 20 years, you must be ready at 20. See, you are ready. It's not now that you have got it to 20 that we are now preparing you. But this is the time we are preparing you. By the time you are 20, you are okay. Ready, Timothy Arapeka, may sit down. Ready at 20. I see you ready at 20 in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
I like the way you are responding. The banku is working. If you continue to respond this way, I'll close early. Yeah. So put 8:4. How many of you 8:4? Hey, Timothy, you 8:4, boss. Come and quote 4 scriptures. Come. It's on. It's not only Timothy. Where is Albert? Albert, you 8:4, boss of Banku. How many did you eat? 3 boys, you 8:5. It means everybody 8:5. But Timothy alone 8:4, boss of Banku. Timothy, come to me. Timo, come. Clap for Timo. Clap for you are doing well. You are causing financial loss to the camp. Quote 4 scriptures. Scripture number 1. Hurry up.
John 3:16.
Clap for him. Let's go.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Amen. Clap for Timo. Clap for that's one. Another scripture.
John 11:31.
John 11:31.
Yeah, Jesus wept.
No, that's wrong. That's not correct. Timo, stand here. It's John 11:35, not 31. So it's wrong. Number 2. Ariab. Those of you, yes, Timo Ariab. Say inside the microphone.
John 10:30.
John 10.
I am a father of one.
Hey! It's not correct. It's not John 10:30. It's John 10:30. This one too is wrong. Yes.
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 1 to 2.
Ephesians 1, 1 to 2. Okay.
So then.
It's wrong. That is Ephesians 6, 1 to 2. The banquet is too much. Small boy, you have eaten 4 balls. Hey, Timothy. The banquet is what? It's light.
It's just going.
Foolish boy, go and sit down. This evening you not eat. How many of you are getting ready for 20? How many of you are getting fired up for 20? By the time you are 20 years, you'll be a lady pastor.
Yeah.
By the time you are 20 years, you are going to be a bishop.
Yeah.
By the time you are 20, you are going to fight the devil.
Yeah.
Timothy, sit down. Oh, you fight the devil. The devil cannot believe that you can fight him. Yeah. But we are preparing you in this camp, ready at 20. When you are 20 years, you are ready. Everybody say, I am ready. Say, I am ready.
I am ready.
In Jesus' name. Yeah. And I told you that when you become ready at 20, it means that you are able to go to war. You are able to go to where?
War.
Yeah. And I explained to you that life is war. Life is warfare. Life is not a fanfare. Life is a warfare. Madam, life. Like, even not if you're not even a Christian, to survive in this life is a warfare. Yeah. Yeah. We will not wait for you when you start having problems before you learn how to pray. Yeah. So I told you that since life is a warfare, there are 20 fights that you must fight. And those 20 fights, they are supposed to prepare you and make you ready. By the time you are turning 20 years, wabin. Yeah, wabin. This class 1, class 2, class 3, they are preparing you to become a doctor in future. That's why you are going to class 1. Yeah. This I church, from I church, you go to K church. From K church, you go to J church. From J church, you move to Y church. From Y church, you move to... By the time you are ending Y church, you are ready for the world. You are ready for the world. If you are not ready, you will be defeated in this life. Yeah, you will never be defeated. I said you will never be defeated. Your amen is weak. I say you never be defeated. You'll be defeated. What's the first fight you must fight? I can't hear you well. One go. You must fight to have your quiet time. Every day. Quiet time is a daily affair. Number two, fight to be a strong Christian. A strong Christian. Everybody say, a strong Christian. No, do like I'm going to say, a strong Christian. Some of you are, a strong Christian. The Baku is weighing you down. Say, a strong Christian. So the people here, I'm not feeling the thing. The people here are doing it well. Say, a strong Christian. The people here are not doing the thing. Those, I'm coming back to you. Say, a strong Christian. When you are strong, the devil will be afraid of you. Yeah. You don't clap your hands. I said when you are strong. Hey, come back. If you are preaching and you are walking like this, you will never be a strong Christian. Strong Christian. Strong Christian. Any Christian who is not strong will be defeated by the devil. What's the next fight you must fight? You must fight to be what?
Spiritual.
You must be thinking about the Spirit. You must be led by the Holy Spirit. You must be spiritual. For to be carnally minded is death. Romans 8 verse 6. For to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Spiritually minded. The mind of a spiritual person. Most people in Africa are carnally minded. Yeah. That's why even when they are playing football in Africa, you see people carrying pot. It's a carnal way of thinking. Everything must be juju. Everything is medicine in Africa. Everything should be... An African doesn't want to use the brain. Yeah. African man cannot use the brain. Everything, juju, everything is medicine. That is how a carnal person thinks. Yeah. You've seen a girl, no, you are thinking about sex. A carnal person, that's how they think. You've seen a man and a woman coming from one room, no? Hey! Because you are carnally minded. You are laughing. How do you feel if you see a man and a woman? That's the thing that occurs to you. Hey. Mm-hmm. Wafa niye. They'll be giving them fa. Wafa, wafa. How do you feel staying in the compound house? Compound house, you see that song, we'll be bringing different girls every day. New girls. Hey. Wafa, no, no. All of them fake fans. Hey, Asafwache. Asa. Hey, Wulomo. Every time, say, hey, these people carnally minded. Why don't you think they went to pray? A spiritual person would think that, oh, maybe they went to pray. But a carnal person, hey, chata, mbosu, chaman. You give fans, because you know what you are thinking. What's the next one? Fight to do what? Oh, the boy, you are not responding to me. You make me close in the midnight, at midnight. Fight to do what? I don't know if you are going to read Christian books. Yeah. You must have a book that your name is inside. That means the book is yours. Eh? My father has Macarius Library. It's not yours. It's not for you. You cannot write on your father's spirituality. Let me address this one before I move on. Yeah. The fact that your father is a pastor doesn't make you also a pastor. There is nothing called, there is no title called Reverend's son or Bishop's son. Yeah. If you are a bishop's son, you must fight to be anointed yourself. What is that? My pastor, my father is a reverend. Your father can be a reverend, but you yourself can go to hell. You can end up in hell, even though your father is a reverend. Yeah. Yeah. Your father's anointing is not a family property. So you must have your own books. You must have your own messages that you listen to. Every day, my father has been praying, Bishop Dak Hayward Mills, preaching inside the house. It doesn't mean anything. You yourself must also listen to preaching message in your room. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. You must be spiritually minded. What's the next one? Fight to listen to preaching messages. Ezekiel 2:2. And the Spirit entered into me when he spake. Hey, why do you know? Why should I pyjama se kra? Hey. And then you make a dwari there say uncle. What's her name? Zoe. Zoe, I'll be here with you. Hey, Zoe, Zoe. Zoe, Zoe. What's number 6? Oh, I can't hear you. Again. Fight to listen to Holy Spirit filled songs. It can make you ready. It's one of the things that will add up to your readiness before you get to 20 years. If you have the habit of listening to Shatawale and Rihanna, what are the foreign? What? Eh? Beyonce. What? 6ix9ine. What does he do? He's a musician. Hey. And he's called what? 6ix9ine. 6ix9ine. That's the name. Human being whose name is 6ix9ine. Why are you following him? He's an occultic guy. Hey, you are saying it too. He has come to say that he is an occult person. 6ix9ine. Yeah. Why are you following such people? Why don't you follow? Why don't you follow Joe Metal? Yeah. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit filled. The next one, what number are we going? Number 7. Number 7. Quickly, quickly, so that we close. Quickly, quickly. I have 30 minutes more to close. Number 7. Are you writing?
Yes.
Hey. I'll put the mic there and go back to Accra. I'll put the mic down and go back to Accra. Number 7. Fight to stay in the church. Fight to do what? To stay in the church. Hebrews 10 verse 25. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 25. Not forsaking the assemblies of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. Guys, we are talking too much. You are talking too much. I don't know where you are going. You are talking plenty. Every noise I hear plus 1 hour. If I don't finish preaching, we can't go. I won't let you sleep. If I don't finish preaching, I won't let you sleep. You better stay alert and let's have a good camp and go and sleep. Or you don't want to sleep. You don't want to sleep. Mami num serious kakrawai. No. The camp is sponsored by Sirius. Since we came here, they have not given us drink. They've not given you drink. Your camp fee, how much did you pay and you won't drink? After you have eaten 4 bowls of banku, we should give you drink. Hey, Timothy, you are causing financial loss to the camp. Quiet. Many people cannot stay in the church. There is a lot of breakaways. There are a lot of things that want to take you out of church. Look at my face. I'm about to preach. I'm descending. Many things want to take you out of church. There are so many things that are fighting for your attention, for you to leave the church. Somebody should help the girl. She's distracting me. Carry her and stand at the back. She's too free. She's too free. Yeah. There are many forces. Look at my face. Do you know a force? Those of you who did integrated science, what is a force? A force is what? A pull or a push of an object. Now listen to me. There are forces. I don't know what the forces are. Turn the thing this way so that the people here can. Turn it. Okay. There are forces that are fighting. Those of you who did integrated science, there are 2 forces I'm coming to mention. 1 force is called centrifugal force, and another force is called centripetal force. Yes. Those 2 forces, they are acting on your life. And those 2 forces can determine whether you will stay in church or not. Yeah. A centrifugal force is a force that pulls object away from the center. They are pulling you away. It comes from the Latin word fugel, which means a fugitive. Centrifugal force. It is pulling you away. Many things are pulling you away from church. But let this scripture be your guidepost. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves. Don't forsake it. Whatever happens, come to church. Don't stop church. Don't let somebody speak nonsense into your ears. Remain in this church. When I joined Soweto Home Church on 6 May 2001, I have been there up to today. Yeah. 6 May 2001. I was in class 6. Class 6. I have stayed in the church. I went to secondary school. I came back. I went to university. I came back. I married in the church. I gave birth in the church. Why do you want to leave? Yeah. Do not allow centrifugal force to act on you. And some of those centrifugal forces are friends. Yeah. A friend can take you out of the church. A boyfriend can take you. Oh, don't mind that stupid pastor. Come and let's go. Yeah. Let me tell you, as you leave a church and you are going to another church, not all churches are churches. Some churches are banks. Some churches are entertainment centers. I'm telling you. Yeah. By the grace of God, in United Denominations originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches, we are in a good church. Yes. Catch the Anointing Center. Teshi Laskal. It's a good church. It's a good church. With a good pastor. I don't know why you want to leave. Yeah. Why? It is difficult to stay in one church. I'm telling you. Hey, you can't be eating okra stew every day. It will jail you. Okra stew. You cannot eat granule soup every day. It will jail you. Yeah. I tell people, anytime I'm doing marriage counseling, one of the things I tell people is that maturity. Maturity is the ability to choose something and stay with that thing. Yeah. Or you think the church I'm inside, there are no issues. There are issues. It has occurred to me several times to leave. It will occur to you to leave. Yeah. You see how these girls are walking? One day, there'll be a fight. One day, it's just one boy that can break their friendship. One boy. Some boy Gabi who has come and he has pierced. Yeah, and he says he's from Russia. Yeah. But you see, you don't know that there is Russia in Ashama. So you think it's from the real Russia. Yeah, as the guy has come, if you see his chain, say, wow, waba. Waba. Then as he's walking sideways, you can see that your boga has arrived in town. Usually they come around Christmas. Yeah. Yeah, and he pierced one ear like that. And he's holding 3 mobile phones. The 3 mobile phones, 2 are not working. 2 are not working. The one that is working too is a yam phone. Then he's holding some iPad. They come and park the car. The car is not for him. That guy who has come, he's the guy who washed that rich man's car. They say he should go and wash the car. He has brought it. So before you see, 3 girls are fighting over that guy. Then you all leave the church. Not forsaking the assemblies of ourselves together. As the manner of Psalms, there are people who like leaving church. Let me tell you, if you like moving from one church to another, one church to another, today you are here, tomorrow you are here, next week you are here, this you are here, this you are here, you become a church prostitute. Do you know prostitute? And a shawo. Every pastor knows you. Every pastor knows you. Today, you are in Presby. Tomorrow, you move to Pentecost. The next, the Methodist, the Anglican, Presby, Lighthouse. You move to Run for Your Life Church International. You move to Prophetic Hours. Every church, you've been there before. Some of you sitting down. You have moved in churches. And when they go, then they share toffee for you. Any church you go that they give you toffee, stop the church. By the grace of God, UD, we don't share toffee for the safe children. Also, for again, share toffee in your home. Yeah, don't share toffee. Me, if you see me sharing toffee in my church, then it's somebody's birthday and the person has brought it. Father Abraham has many sons as Father Abraham. I am one of them. And so are you. So let us praise the Lord. Left.
You are coming to do Father Abraham. Here, since you came, have you done Father Abraham? Those of you that this is the first camp you are going, you thought as we come, we'll go and swim. You, when we come for camp, we don't swim. Oh. You will see the swimming pool like this. We can't swim. I know churches, when they go for camp, they play football. Aha. You are even looking for time to sleep. You cry, you are not getting. Who can bubble? So because of that, you came with your Chelsea replica jersey. Say, hey, Biana, Pastor Rebecca said, hey, call bubble. You have seen green grass plenty. We will never play ball. You there, who there? So I would just say, Unyan share. Do not leave the church. I said, don't leave the church. Yeah. Don't leave the church. Whatever happens, don't leave. Even in your homes, there are issues. But you don't pack and leave. Has your father not slapped you before? They've not slapped you before. Your mother has slapped you before. That type of slap, they slap you here. You hear the sound here. Why? Then you turn and find out who slapped you. Then you see that you are there. Have you packed and left since they slapped you? Have you packed your things and left the house when your mother slapped you?
No.
Have they slapped you before? Yeah. If you are here, they've never slapped you before. You are now coming. Yeah. Me, my father, he can beat you. Then he'll tell you, say thank you. Try to beat you. Say thank you. How many of you, your parents have beaten you before? Hey. Your mothers. Hey, Teshi, as for the guns, it's the mothers. Jatafuokwa. You to your mother. Slap. How many of you have received a slap before? Your mother. Your father. Timothy, you to they slap you before? Oh, you there, if they don't slap you, who they slap? Hey, Titimo, they slapped you before. Isabel, they've slapped you before. Oh, who has done that to you? Your dad, your mother. She didn't try. She didn't. She didn't try. But I don't think you pack and leave. No, no, nobody leaves. Yeah. In the same way. Come. The day you are getting married, this girl is going to be your maid of honor. Stand here. Pam 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 pam. How many people will follow you if you are getting married? How many people do you want to follow?
Four
people. Pam 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 pam. Four people. Pam 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 pam. I am froze. Pam 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 pam. I want the Obran. Oh, but come again and say, hey, don't know. Maid of honor, don't know. Papa. So is your husband. Hey, Timo, Timo. Oh. Pam, pam, papa. Papa. Hold the hand well, hold the hand well. Hey. Hey. You think I'm joking? Hold the hand well. So we need four people to stand behind Wafatimo. Yes? Where are the boys? Who is your best man? Amos, they say you are the best man. Please come and stand. Ba, 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 ba. Go back, go back. He said he wants Amos to be the best man. Ba, 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 ba. Yes, come, hey. This boy is sleeping. Bring him. Oh, it's a girl. You come, come. Come and join. Ba, 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 ba. I don't know if you're understanding the wedding. Pam, 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 pam. So now, listen. You have quarreled with all the girls. When is your wedding day? Who is going to stand behind you? Or when it's about to be your wedding day, then you have quarreled and you say that this church, Christ, is a stupid church, and then you left. You've gone to join Promise Your Life Church International. Let me tell you, how many of you know that it's difficult to make friends? Look at you. You are in this church. You have done J church. You have done Y church. You have moved to adult church. This small thing, then you are angry and you left. You are not going to make new friends at the new place you are going. No! How can you not even get Timothy to marry you? Timothy was young, because I kept back when you four. This is tattoo. She doesn't eat much. She'll cook banku. Clap for our bridal team and our. Clap for them. Yeah. Centrifugal force is the force that will pull you away from church. Fight to remain. Tell your neighbor, fight to remain. Fight to stay in the church.
Fight to stay in the church.
Yeah. Don't leave. Don't allow anything to make you leave the church. Don't leave. Are you understanding what I'm preaching?
Yes.
Yeah. Next one. Fight to have the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Fight to have the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Fight to have the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Galatians 5, 22 to 23. Fight to have the fruit. Yeah. There is difference between a fruit and a gift. Look at my face. It takes a long time to bear a fruit. If you plant, I've planted a coconut tree in my house. Up to now, I'm not seeing any coconut on it. It's been 2 years.
Still hasn't bear any fruit. There's a mango tree in a house. We planted it 4 years ago. It has not even bear a single fruit.
It takes a long time. Everybody say, it takes a long time.
It takes a long time.
Say, it takes a long time.
It takes a long time.
Yeah. But the fruit, listen, look at the English word. But the fruit of the Spirit. Fruit. They didn't say fruits. Fruit. Yeah. It is one fruit. But it has 9 different flavors. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. This love, joy, peace, you need them to live with yourself. Love, joy, peace. They are fruit you must bear for personal use. But the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace. You must love yourself. You must have joy. You must be happy. And you must have peace with yourself. Are you still here?
Yes.
Yeah. The next three, long suffering, gentleness, and goodness. These are the fruit you need. Go back to the first one. These are the fruit you need to relate with others. To other people. For other people, you must have long suffering.
Yes.
You must be able to tolerate people for a long time. That is called long suffering. Gentleness. You must be gentle with other people. Goodness. You must be good towards other people. And the last three, faith. Meekness. Go back. Faith, meekness, temperance. You need them to relate with God. To have this fruit of the Holy Spirit is a fight. Most people don't have this. And he said, against such, there is no law. Yeah. The fruit. You must fight to bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Fight! Fight!
If you are going to be ready at 20 and you cannot fight to have the fruit of the Holy Spirit, you will become 20 years and you will see that there will be nothing to your life. It's possible to be 20 years and you cannot have a quiet time. It's possible to be 20 years and you cannot read a Christian book. It's possible to be 20 years and you cannot stay in one church. I'm moving from one church to another. Tomorrow they say some prophet is here, you are followed. Another time they say some apostolos has come to this area, you are followed. You have another time they say deputy God has come here, you are every time you are following something new. Follow, follow, follow the ladder. Follow the ladder to heaven. Ladder, follow, follow the ladder. Follow the ladder to heaven. Follow, follow the ladder. Follow the ladder to heaven. Ladder, follow, follow the ladder. Follow the ladder to heaven. Every day I follow something new. Yeah. Yeah. Are you here?
Yes.
Are you here?
Yeah.
Fight to bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Fight. 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 By the time you are 20, that fruit would have come. Because now you are 11. You are 10 years. Sometimes it takes 10 years to develop these things we are talking about. 10 years. How many of you are 10 years here? 10. A lot of 10 years are here. Yeah. 10 years means that you have 10 more years to turn 20. Yeah. From now to the time you are 20 years. Eh? From now to the time you become 20 years. Eh? You must develop these things we are talking about. Are you still here with me?
Yes.
Yeah. Next number. Number 9. Fight to have good friends. Fight to have what?
Good friends.
Good friends. Yeah. Fight to have good friends. Some of you are jealous in my series. Thou shalt not envy thy neighbor. Don't envy me, oh. Don't envy me. Don't envy me, oh. Nothing I get. Minishi, nothing I get. Ah, so Famiye cry. Why does he sing songs like that? How many of you know Famiye? Nothing I get. Hey, and the test for Mubeko heavy. And you mean you know how many too? This heavy thing, are you sure people will go some?
Yes.
Hey, shall I see you at heaven's gate in Jesus' name?
Yeah.
See you at heaven's gate. I've been there, Beko. 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 Fight to have what? Good friends. Lift your heads up. Lift your heads up. Look at me. I'm about to close. I'm closing with this one. Listen. Good friends. In church, you can have bad friends in church.
Yes.
Yeah. You can learn how to smoke in church.
Yes.
You can learn prostitution and masturbation in church. Look for 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel chapter 13. Verse 1. Kasatarabaya. I think now our projector guy is doing well. When we do the thing on the task, clap for him. Clap for him, clap for him. It's working. I told you small, you'll be there. He's there, cry. Look at this. And it came to pass after this. Look on the board. Look on the board. That Absalom, the son of David, one of David's children, King David, one of his children was called Absalom. Everybody say Absalom.
Absalom.
Absalom, the son of David. And he had a fair sister. So Absalom had a step sister called Tamar. Do you know a step sister? A step sister means that we have one father, but we have different mothers, or we have one mother, but we have different fathers. So if you and somebody have the same father but different mothers, you are step siblings. I'm church too. You come, you learn. Or
yes.
So Absalom's stepsister was called Tamar. Okay. Had a first sister whose name was Tamar. And Amnon, the son of David, loved her. No. So what it is that Absalom and Tamar are siblings, one father, one mother. But Amnon was also David's son. Do you understand? So Amnon was a step sibling or a step brother to Absalom and Tamar. Are you understanding what I'm explaining?
Yes.
So Absalom and Tamar, what are they? Same father, same mother. Do you understand?
Yes.
Then Amnon's father was David, but Amnon had a different mother. And the Bible is telling us that Amnon says that he loves Tamar, the stepsister. He fell in love with the stepsister. Chester is catching feelings for the stepsister. I don't know if you're understanding the story. Verse 2. Oh, look at verse 2. And Amnon was so vexed that he fell sick for his sister Tamar. You don't know, he fell sick. Chester, who girl now? Chester. Hey! Now, Chester. Now, feelings are bad. Now Bluetooth, you know, are connected. And Bible said that he fell sick. It's like, oh, who girl no pebble no con feel. For she was a virgin. Do you know a virgin?
Yes.
Most girls are not virgins.
Yes.
They've chopped them. And Amnon thought it hard for him to do anything to her. So Amnon had been thinking, how will I get to sleep with my sister? Look at it. He said, he thought it hard. Just said, Debia, no dream. Actually, this girl, hey, this is my sister. If I catch her, he has been thinking. Go to verse 3. I'll show you what happened in verse 3. But Lucio, you see, verse 3 started with the word but. But Amnon had a friend whose name was Jonadab, the son of Shimei, David's brother. And Jonadab was a very subtle man. Up until now, Amnon has been thinking, actually, this girl, bah. Then one day, Amnon's friend, Jonadab, came. Look at what Jonadab asked him in verse 4. And he said to him, why art thou being the king's son so lean from day to day? What is your problem? And Amnon said to him, I love Tamar, my brother, Absalom's sister. So he told the friend that, Charlie, you see this Tamar girl walking around, Absalom's sister. Charlie, the girl, the bee. Hey, me person, what is here? When he told Jonadab this thing, if Jonadab was a good friend, Jonadab was like, are you correct? Your own sister, are you correct? But look at what Jonadab said. He said, and Jonadab said unto him, I'll give you a plan. Say you want to vibe with a girl. Oh, remember vibes, what? Then he told him, lay thee down on thy bed and make thyself sick. And when thy father cometh to see thee, say unto him, I pray thee, let my sister Tamar come and give me meat and dress the meat in my sight that I may see it and eat at her hand. So Jonadab told, wait. Jonadab told Amnon that, she, go and lie down and say you are sick. Then they'll go and tell your father David that you are sick.
When your father come and look, tell him that you don't want anybody. They should only call Tamar to come and prepare food for you. And when she prepared the food, tell her that she should feed you. Only you. She should, all the people should go out. You feed only you in the bedroom. When he told Amnon this, Amnon said, Afa! Afa! Where they be far? Listen, when you continue reading, when you go home, go and read. Amnon followed the plan carefully before they realized he slept with the sister. Yeah. Amnon could have never slept with a sister. But because he had a friend, a bad friend. You have a bad friend. Charlie, you see the girl in the choir? Oh, that girl. Oh. That girl, dear. Oh. Hey. That girl who told you got man to see a baby witchy. You got one CD, need spring growth, 30%. So, but we say, oh, do it, yeah. She say a girl no girl back who say na dan for no ordinary name no your friend you cry Emanuela no za Emanuel onu indomie uto indomie man sisi indomie o de uto indomie when you do the no catch omo say omo chi kosu aguso onu de hu kosu anana bibi ye no obe melt sisi obe ba who friend obe ba yeah because of a friend. In church, in Christianity, to do well, you must have good friends. There are good friends and there are bad friends. Yes. I know somebody who learned how to smoke in church. Yeah. I had a church member who is a gay. 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 How did he become a gay? He became a gay in the church. You think everybody sitting down here is correct? You must fight to have good friends. Yes. It's one of the fight. You see, you cannot go up alone. I'm telling you. You can never go up alone. You need people to be with you even at the top. Yeah. Fight to have a good friend. You see a bad friend, abstain from them. Yeah. If somebody is a bad friend, you know. Like what Jonadab said. Clearly, you can see that Jonadab is an evil friend. How do you tell the person that go and sleep, tell yourself that you are sick, tell them that they should tell your father you are sick, and when they come, that you don't want anybody, you only want your sister Tamar to come and cook for you, and then she's the only one who should feed you. How? Yeah. Those of you that your class teachers will say, send the man's classwork book to my house. Yeah. It's the same thing like the way Jonadab and the same advice Jonadab gave to Amnon. Where is Asantua? Present, sir. Come and carry the man's extra classes book to my house. Yes, sir. Okay, sir. When you go, send it to the room and wait for me till I come before you leave. Take my key. Sir, please, when I get there, should I sweep and lay your bed? Yes, you know the right thing. Do the right thing. They close school 2:30. You go home at 7 p.m. You and your class teacher. Sir, please, I'm in the room. I want to go. No, don't go. If you're feeling sleepy, sleep, I'm coming. Let me come before you leave. Yeah. Then when they are, they know you, there is indomie you like. Your baba better indomie na bro. Udu Timothy. Timothy ajun fi kwa. Nothing I get. Emma we need bring you. Nothing I get. Later one day, I'll be preaching at the camp and I'll be drinking series. Pray that when you are preaching at the camp, they'll bring you series. And can you see open eye be mau? Is your crap on ya? Yeah.
fight to have what? Good friends. At school, have good friends. Yeah. You see, when you see a bad friend, you will know. Run away from bad friends.
Yes.
Yeah. Run away from bad friends. What did I say? When you see a bad friend, run away. Some of your friends, and you have to warn them from today, please don't get close to me again. Exactly, from today. Yeah. If Amnon's brains were working, you would have said, Jonadab, for this advice you have given, from today, don't come to our house again. Yeah. But you see, because Amnon's brain too is not working, you be the man. Hey, who dare we a connection man? Connection connector. Then as they say, you are the connection connector. Then you say, Jonadab, yeah, it be me. I be the boss. It be me that. Yeah. Any type of advice you are looking for, you can get it in this world.
Yes.
I'm telling you. Any type of advice, you can get it. Fight to have good friends. Yeah. To do well in Christianity, you must have friends. A friend that can show you Bible verses.
Yes.
A friend, me. I started having a conference some time ago. It was my friend, Reverend William, who told me that, oh, God told him to have conference. I said, God told you to have conference, and it's a good thing. We can all have conference. Yeah. A friend that to go and look for a girl for you, it's not a good friend. I said, to her, me wa boy be me mpe upe. I for mommy. Farmer me. Everybody say, "Ah, they call it leftover." Ah, ye nashi. As I talk, boy, go small, small. I work here minimal try, ni makwe. Leftover. Who gave you the name called leftover? Ah, tell you, that's how they call it. Leftover. So people take people's leftover.
Yeah.
If you are not there with the boy again or the girl again, then your ex is your leftover.
Yeah.
So somebody can take your leftover.
Yeah.
Hey! So some of you sitting down here, you are people's leftovers.
No.
People, you are church girls. You are church boys and girls. I've learned a new word, leftover. Hey! Leftover. Do you understand? Yeah. The ministry is a long road. Yeah. Some of you, the type of friends you have, it will cause you to fail your BEC. The type of friends you have, it will cause you to fail your BEC. Yeah. If I were you, as I'm speaking, you know the bad friends you have. You all know your bad friends. You can categorize your friends into two. The bad friends and then the good friends. Charlie.
Why are you feeling super bet? Can super bet? Why?
Yeah. Why are you feeling bad friends? Then there are some friends who also tell you, let's go and study. Let's go to church. Timothy, who is your friend? Hey! Hey, who is your friend? All of them are your friends. Wow.
Yeah. About you are Timothy's friend.
Ah, he's your bestie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey! Timo! Timothy is a living legend. Timo. Are you still here? Next one. Number what? Number 10. So I'll do number 10 and we close. Then we come back and do another 10. Number 10. Fight against lust. Do you know lust? Lust. 2 Timothy 2:22. If you're in Nigeria, you say lust. Fight against lust. Lust. Fight against what? Lust. Lust is a sexual desire or greed. Okay, a strong sexual desire is called greed. 2 Timothy says, flee also youthful lust. I'm closing with this. If I see plenty talking, I'll do another 2. Fight against it. Now, young people, this is your main problem. Lust. This thing. L-U-S-T is your problem. Lust. This problem, it doesn't affect your grandparents. It affects only young people. So Paul said to Timothy, flee also. One of the things you must also run away from is called youthful lust. At this your age, there is so much pressure to have boyfriends. True of us. At this your age, there is so much pressure to have girlfriends. We are talking. I've added 2 more hours. Flee also youthful lust. 2 Timothy 2:22. Also. Paul told Timothy the things he must run away from. One of them is called youthful lust. Yeah. And as young people, one of the things that will fight you is lust. A very strong pressure to have sex. Strong pressure to smoke. Strong desire to watch pornography. Run away from them. Yeah. Listen. I know somebody who started having sex at the age of 6. Yes. Expert. 6. 6. 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 years. Yeah. So don't think you're above it. Such a person, by the time he's 20, he's ready. Yeah. I am teaching you. Listen to me. I'm teaching you. You see, where you stay, the tertiary place, there is a certain principality of foolishness. Everybody have sex with anybody. You see that people, a lot. So it's one of the things you must fight. Tell yourself that, look, I will marry a virgin. By the time I'm getting married, I will be a virgin. I'm telling you, it's one of the things you must consciously put. When you have that in your mind, then, when a boy comes, you tell him, get thee behind me, Satan. Yeah. But you see, if it is not one of your aims, you see, because you can be 20. Many people break their virginity before 20. Many people have had sex before the age of 20. Many young girls have been de-virginized. They have pressed their breast. Boys have slept with you before 20. At that 20, how can you be ready? Yeah. If you are here listening to me and boys have been following you, you see, this, I love you, You are not the only one. They have told 6 other girls. I love you. Charlie, Obia Bua. She. Bakumanu, Bakumpe, Ninina Yehudi. Then, Oh, wait. Then you see the girl. you see how she's doing. No, I've got to give you, sir. Look, I'll give you my heart and use car battery. I'll give you my heart and use what? Car battery. Then you see the sister. Really? That I'll give you my heart and car battery. We've said it to her. You are number six. Yeah, your head has become like 99 inches block. Oh, really? Crazy promises. Say, who domics? Crazy. A German Yamakwa. Some of these boys, their names alone. Password. A boy who has come and his name is Password. What? Achimota. The boy's name is Achimota. And you are following him. Miss call. Mimpesa. Miss call. The boy's name is Miss call. Light out. What? Scammer. The boy's name is Scammer. And you are confidently for. And the boy's name is Kama, and he's telling you that you are the only girl he has. And you believe him. He's scamming you. He's scamming you. He's a fraudulent guy. Scorpion, please. The boy's name is Scorpion. Actually, I mean Hewa Leche. The boy's name is Hewa Leche. Yeah. Hewa Leche. Caterpillar. These are the names of the boys who have been coming to con you. Yohande. What? John. Yohande. And the local name for John. You see, this youthful last day, you must endlessly pray for it. Pray against it. Otherwise, see, as you are there, so you see, sometimes you keep yourself, then one boy, the raps the boy will give you a, look at me. I'm not like the other boys. Usually when they come, that's how they tell you. Look, I'm not. When a particular boy keeps chase following you, you see, and you see, so when we start talking to you, then we say, I've noticed that boy in the adult church choir. I've noticed that when we close church every day, you are moving with him. Oh, pastor, I would say he's like my cousin because we stay in the same house. Like if this is my house, our toilet back is their house. Oh, father, what your fear say? Germany, le we Asia yo. That no ba anya Germany kodi nabu. Anybody that you see when we ask you the glass, you say, "Oh, I'll say he's like my uncle, but he's not your uncle. He is like my. He's not your uncle." You see, when you tell us that he's like your uncle, then a pastor who is not thinking so, if he's like your uncle, then he's okay. Me, the man use the word like. And if he's your uncle, I must know him. Oh, I'll follow you to go and know that uncle. I'll call him meeting. Now, if he's like your uncle, then he's not your uncle. When school closes, you go and take your class, your math teacher's school bag. And your friends have been telling you, Vanessa, this thing that this bag, teacher's bag, yeah, you people, otan for when you wear mu ya aye. jealousy. You don't want me to pass my mass exams. When they close, no break time. Say, please, will you send me to go and buy you food? You are the only one the teacher sent to go and buy food. Say, please, do you have anything that I should carry to your house? They said, then you see the teacher. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Send all the integrated science exercise to my house. As I speak, you have a copy of the teacher's key with you. The teacher's, his room key. You have one key with you. Ah! So flee also youthful lust. Where you are, so much lust, Teshi. You must be careful. Otherwise, by the time you are getting to 20, that we think you are getting ready, by that time, you have 3 children already. Have 3 children. You have 3 children already. What about Kpojiemo 1, Kpojiemo 2, and Kpojiemo 3? Can you drop one about 400? Wa femi akwele suma ye. What then the other one's what? Akwele suma then the other one's what? Agwako what? Agwako maso ye. Then after that you over 40 via. I pray for you that you'll be ready by 20. By the time you are getting to 20, you have fought all these things. You have fought youthful lust. No lust can conquer you. No lust to overcome you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Stand to your feet. Clap for Jesus and stand to your feet. Yes. We used to sing a song. We shall overcome. We shall overcome someday. Peace in my heart. I do believe we shall overcome someday. Lift up your hands. Close your eyes. Lift up your hands. Close your eyes. Begin to pray. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. In the name of... We are closing. We are going to rest. Pray that you overcome youthful lust. Pray. You overcome youthful lust. You have good friends. And you also bear fruit of the Holy Spirit. You also stay in church. Pray about them. Pray about them. These are fight to fight. These are good fight to fight. In the name of Jesus. Mako sekata. Branto kali sekete. Riando bazima. Mandeke sekete. Rakoto kazata brakapa. Ma sokele maha. Riko satabra. Rikatabra sokelebe. Ma sorobo satabra. Everybody lift up your hands. Ma kelebo saka. Rikolobo shike. Mande bele. Rikolobo sakatabaya. Yes. 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 Close your eyes. Lift up your hands. Pray. 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 Kasakata. God will give you strength to fight this fight. To fight these battles. Mako sike. Rabadabadabadabadaba. Mazotori katoriaba. Masekete kelebe. Riko libo sakatabre kelebe. Maso raba kato kaba. Raka sakatori kebelebe. Mazimo nolobo satori anabaya. Mako ribo sakate kezekete. Malobo zibre kabanda balaba. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Mako sokaria. Rakatabo sike. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father, we give you glory. Lord, we give you praise. Give us strength. Give us tenacity. Give us stamina to fight these battles.
Amen.
So that by the time we are getting to 20, we shall be ready.
Amen. We shall be ready.
Amen.
We shall be ready.
Amen.
We declare readiness.
Amen.
We shall be ready.
Amen.
We shall be ready.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
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 Amen.
We shall overcome the devil.
Yes.
We shall overcome him.
Amen.
In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Clap for Jesus.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.